Pulley Square brings to mind the weavers who worked alongside the tanners here on the banks of the river. Indeed, a certain number of these craftspeople, established in the town, brought their lengths of woolen fabric to the pressing mills, whilst others dipped them directly into the river. They pressed them with their feet to retighten the fibres, making them softer and more resistant. They probably fixed the pulleys onto the trees and used them to lift the heavy lengths of wool saturated with water. We can imagine that the tanners were doing much the same type of work by the river during the essential stage of preparing the skins for tanning and ensuring the production of good quality leathers. The work by the river was long and divided into several stages. The fresh skins were firstly soaked in running water to soften them and remove any blemishes. To preserve them, they used salt, which then also had to be removed. After this, the skins then spent several months in baths of lime water at different concentrations to remove all traces of fur and flesh. As you stand here, imagine all these messy activities, and especially the smell of fresh skins and tannins. Behind the outer stone wall lies the Arouet property, the name of a large family of master tanners in Saint-Luc during the 16th century. Their establishment was named very early on the Big Tannery, which suggests that there were a lot of workers there. Today, the remains of the facilities that were used in the working of the skins are still visible in the garden, in particular the round tanks made out of bricks. It is in these tanks that the tanning process was carried out after the work by the river. The tanner placed alternate layers of tan and stretched out skins into the tanks. He then filled them up with water so that the vegetable tannins soaked into the skins. At the end of several months, the skins were turned over and put into a second tank, and then into a third, with the tan becoming more pronounced. In the end, it required a full year to see the skins transformed into leather that still needed to be dried. In the tannery of Arouet, they were hung in the open hangar, still visible today. A system of hanging rails even allowed them to dry the skins outside in full wind when the weather permitted.